This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia this morning. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will reach Ghana this evening. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also address the Parliament in Ghana. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Ghana is a valued partner in the Global South and plays a significant role in the African Union and the economic community of West African states. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
PM Modi lands in Accra this evening, where he will receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. This visit comes early in Ghanaian President John Mahama's tenure. Both leaders are expected to focus on continuity and deepening bilateral ties. High-level talks will take place at the Jubilee House, the presidential palace built with Indian assistance. Key discussions include economic cooperation, agriculture, defense, digital infrastructure, and establishing a regional vaccine hub for West Africa. Several agreements are expected, including the renewal of the Joint Commission, cultural exchange programs, and collaboration in Ayurveda and standards. Leaders will also engage in discussions on regional and global matters, followed by a joint press briefing. The day will conclude with a state dinner hosted by President Mahama. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, emphasized the important role that India continues to play in the economic reset agenda of the West African nation.
Ghana's economy is now on the rebound. Once the country gets out of the economic restructuring, you will have a slew of foreign investments, and that offers a new opportunities also to the Indian companies to invest over here. And especially in the context of the Ghana's economic reset agenda, which offers ample opportunities in the fields of agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing sector, and also the IT sector.
From Ghana, Mr. Modi will depart for a two-day visit to Trinidad and Tobago tomorrow. The Quad members have called for bringing the perpetrators, organizers and financiers of the Pahalgam terror attack to justice without any delay and urged UN member nations to extend cooperation for it. In the joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers meeting held in Washington, D.C., the Quad members also announced the launch of Quad Critical Minerals Initiative to strengthen economic security. The statement further reaffirmed Quad's commitment to free and open Indo-Pacific. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that extensive studies by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, and All India Institute of Medical Sciences have conclusively established no linkage between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden deaths among adults post-COVID-19. The ministry noted the studies conducted by ICMR and the National Centre for Disease Control, NCDC, affirmed that COVID-19 vaccines in India are safe and effective, with extremely rare instances of serious side effects. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has signed into law a bill suspending cooperation with the United Nations Nuclear Monitor, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. This is one of the most drastic steps Iran has made in its standoff with international powers on its nuclear activities. Iranian state media reported that the legislation, which occurred after the recent military clashes with Israel and the United States, has come into effect officially. The first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims reached Kashmir from Jammu this forenoon. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of devotees for the annual pilgrimage to the Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji from Bhagwati Nagar Base Camp in Jammu early this morning. This year, additional security measures have been implemented to ensure the safe and peaceful conduct of the 38-day-long pilgrimage. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. The weather agency has issued a yellow alert in Maharashtra for Mumbai and Palghat districts. The benchmark domestic equity indices today paired early gains and ended with modest losses, dropping over 0.3% amid mixed global cues. In cricket, India were 15 for no loss against England on day one in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Edgbaston in Birmingham a short while ago. Earlier, England, led by skipper Ben Stokes, won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.